fancies a bit more of that over a longer, more relaxed atmosphere. Just, you know, please, can we have some sunshine? It'll be a very, very special day to what's been a fantastic season.
There will be a close season. I don't know how long it'll last for the players. That's obviously up to the manager. But what about planning for next year?
Yeah, I was going through some players, and I think Paolo had individual holiday plans for some of them. I won't frighten them with that. But he was saying so and so gets so many weeks, and so many gets so and so day, so many days. But no, yeah, there will be a close season. The players deserve to go off and have good holidays and relax. But the planning will start. Will certainly start this week. I know that there'll be meetings with Paolo to decide what we do with players. Obviously, some out, and clearly we need to bring some in as well. Play like that, you believe you don't need to change it at all, but realistically we know that there are areas that we do need to strengthen next year. There's a fantastic momentum at the moment behind this club. We mustn't let that drop. We must keep going next season, and we've got to push, and I genuinely believe that we should be pushing from the start at the top end of League One.
You touched on John Bostock. I mean, he said in the heat of the moment out there on the pitch, but he's actually said it in a more considered interview during the week, he'd like to stay. Is the Harry Redknapp, Paolo Di Canio axis of goodwill still there?
I very much hope so. This is what you rely on, those type of relationships, don't you? So, I'll go and wish Harry well, I think, and try and twist his arm. Because, look, it does everybody good. John Bostock needs to come somewhere where he's appreciated, where he gets a run in the team, where he can show just... People weren't wrong when he was 16, but it's a lot that he had to take on at that age. And he's just such a lovely guy. He's come in, and in the few games that he's been involved, he's absolutely thrown himself into it. And watching him enjoying it and celebrating, that was genuinely feels part of this team already. And I'd love him to be part of it going forward.
And he's had to bide his time, hasn't he? Because as you said, I think he was a Wembley quiz question for a little while.
And that's right. That can happen to some people. It was who knows what was the catalyst that he got his chance in the team, and maybe it's fortuitous that it was one or two others who Paolo wanted to rest for various reasons that we don't need to go into anymore. Maybe that was what gave him his opportunity, and this is just one of the seasons when, out of all those little misfortunes, something good happens. And he was very impressive down at Gillingham. I thought he was very good today. He's slotted into this team. He clearly gets on very well with people. He's a thoroughly likeable guy, and he's part of... He could fit into this setup. There's no doubt.
And he'll claim an assist and a near miss, of course, in the second half. Is there a timetable for this week in terms of when you might announce... It's not really a retain list, actually, because it's only seven that are out of contract, but they'll need to know their futures, won't they?
Yeah, and that's a conversation to be had with Paolo, and I think the truth is we wanted to get this out of the way. This is done and dusted now. We've obviously got one game left, and I know, Paolo, you won't let them drop their standards for that last game, but it will give the two of us a chance to sit down and go through one or two things and start that planning, because, yes, you're right, we need to let the...